Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. Tia. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, AKTF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're strolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
And this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, I got to say one time, for everybody on all our social media platforms at Riding Dirty Radio, checking us out, especially if you're on Facebook Live right now, got to say one time for all the streaming outlets that carry the Riding Dirty Show, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Mac, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, YouTube, Blog Talk, Buzzsprout, everywhere that carries the Riding Dirty Radio Show. Definitely shout out to them. Got to say shout out to WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. You can definitely check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., man. One time for everybody on the check-in live. What up, Champ? What up, Bob? One time for everybody who's checking us out right now. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at live365.com. Last year, we launched our very own internet radio station in conjunction with live365.com. Now, our station is Ride 95. We are what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The absolute best way to find us is by going to live365.com. Once you're at live365.com, go to the search engine. Once you're in the search engine, be sure to type in Ride 95. Click on the station logo, and you will have music 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay, now, if you want to check us out via your mobile devices, also just as easy, be sure to download the Live365 app. Once you download that app, go to the search engine, type in Ride95, and click that station logo, and voila, music 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right, again, man, make sure all social media, make sure. Y'all follow at Riding Dirty Radio. Now, there's a brand new social media site that I fell in love with. It's called Fanbase, F-A-N-B-A-S-E. All right, brand new social media site, a lot like Instagram, but it also gives you more features than Instagram. So please follow your boy. Get familiar with Fanbase, F-A-N-B-A-S-E, and follow your boy at Riding Dirty Radio. Let's have some fun over on Fanbase. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the time of the show where I sit back, I stop running my mouth, and I allow the people that are moving, shaking, and changing this world do their thing by telling their story. And today is no different than any other day on the Riding Dirty Show. So welcome to the platform, Mr. Boss Hannah. What's going on, my G?
What's going on, bro? Proud to be on the show, man.
Man, the first thing I got to say is thank you for allowing us the opportunity to sit down and chop it up with you. Thank you for taking time out your busy day to talk to us. We're very, very humbled to have you here.
Thanks a lot, man. No problem, man.
All right, so look, let's get into it, man. Let's give these little people a little walk down Boss Hannah Lane. First thing I want to ask is, where are you from?
I'm from Greenwood, South Carolina. Probably about 45 minutes down from Greenville, South Carolina. No, most people know Greenville. Greenwood.
Okay. All right, now. All right, so what was your introduction to the music business? Like, when did you realize that you had the skill set to pursue being an artist?
Man, that was back in, I want to say 2016, December. My cousin Fred, he had passed, he had died in a car wreck. He always told me to take the music serious. Like, I've been doing it since high school, playing around with the buddies and all, but I just took it more seriously as he passed. I used his motivation. By January 2017, I was on go with it. Just going, dropping.
All right, now, so how close was you and your cousin? How did it affect your life?
Oh, man, we was real close. Like, we hung together every day. Like, we was together every single day. Like, people in my city will tell you about, like, they know how, like, you know how you and somebody close and y'all, like, family, but you're more like brothers. You feel like you're brothers or something. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like,
no
problem. Like, you my cousin, but you feel like my brother. That's how we were. That's how our bond was. We hung out every day, did everything together. But when he passed, it really took a toll on me. Like, first couple of days, I couldn't eat or sleep or nothing. Then I thought I got over it, kept on hitting me, and I kept on putting into my music and stuff like that. But I just use it for a blessing now. I know he got me.
All right. What was, like, some of the beginning phases for you when you decided to pursue being an artist? Like, what were some of the first things you done?
When I first started being an artist, first thing I did was got my own studio. I got my own little studio set up. I couldn't really record worth nothing, but I tried. So I made a hit song called Blood Thicker Than Water. It was a local hit called Blood Thicker Than Water, and everybody had got hooked on that song. That was like 2016 or 17. And I just been working from them, man. Just been working for progress, really.
Oh, no doubt. All right, now, as an artist, and knowing that you have the inspiration of a lost family member, as an artist, like, what type of messages do you have in your music for the fans?
Yeah, my music, I have different types of messages, because most of my music should really be about my growing up and, like, my lifestyle and my vibe, but the fans who have been through some type of situation like I have, they can hear it and probably relate to it. Like, okay, I understand what he's saying about that. Like, I give good messages in my music. At the same time, I express myself in my music. Like, I had just got shot 5 times January the 5th. So I'm shaking back from that now.
Hold on. Pause. You just got shot 5 times less than 90 days ago?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Man, we can.
All right, so, man, what happened? First of all, thank God that you're here, but what happened that led up to your shooting?
Man, I was just at the club hanging out. You know how you get at the club hanging out. Drinking with the fellas that we all drove by ourselves. So I left one club to go to another club. And when I get to before I could even turn in the parking lot at the other club, a car rolled past and just opened fire on my car. And they hit my car. My car got hit like 17, 18 times. I got shot 5 times. But I'm back now. I'm healing.
All right, was this a situation that you feel like was isolated? I mean, was it a beef that you have been in? I mean, I'm not asking you to snitch on nobody or nothing, but, like, was it just a random situation?
Nah, I know what you're saying. I would have wished it was something like that. That would have been better knowing that I had a problem with somebody, but this was some straight hate and envy stuff, like some straight hate and envy. Like, it ain't happened in my hometown. It happened up here in Greenville.
Man, God is definitely on your side, man. You got shot 5 times and you're still here to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, man. Thanks a lot. That is good.
How much of that situation within itself is going to be put into the music?
Oh, man, it's a good little bit, but not too much. But I just dropped the mixtape. My last mixtape, King Hunter 2, just dropped February the 18th. And I didn't really say everything I had to say, but it's a couple tracks on there that really that got pointers to throw at what happened in that situation. But I'm really coming up with a whole mixtape, another EP, about 8 songs on it.
Okay, definitely, definitely. Again, man, thank God for sparing your life and that you're here. Let's talk about South Carolina, man. What's the South Carolina music scene like for independent artists?
Oh, man, it's okay, because as long as you got a little buzz, you'll keep a little small gig or something. Like, somebody will be booking you for something, but it's not the right place when you're trying to blow. Like, if you're really trying to blow, you got to travel. You got to play South Carolina from the outside of the box. You can't be in the inside thinking you're just going to blow, because we ain't really got too many artists that really made it up there. Like, you can shout out to the Black Zacks and people like that, but we ain't got too many. So South Carolina music saying this, okay for independent artists, but you really got to be popping. If you ain't popping in your city or your music, ain't nobody gonna do nothing for you in South Carolina. It could be your best friend, he still won't follow you around.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, when it comes to support from the DJs, do the DJs and does the radio support local artists?
Yeah, I know a few DJs. Yeah, a few DJs do. But the same way, your name and face got to be known or something. Like, if I was an artist just coming up, well, I'm going to speak for the artists that just coming up. It's probably hard for them. I'm not going to lie. Because now the way things set up now, it's more of a face card thing, like a, you know how it is, relationship type buns. So you ain't got no relationship with none of these DJs, or they ain't seen you before. They ain't going to play your music for nothing. Like, you could pay them there if I play your music last. While everybody walking out the door.
All right. Now, as an artist, man, like, who are some of your influences? Who are some of the artists or people other than your cousin who has influenced you to make the best music possible?
Oh, yeah, I like Moneybagg, Yo Gotti. Like, I'm really hip to all the artists that got their own style. Like that's different and unique. I don't like the artists that sound like the next artist. I don't go for that. But, like, Yo Gotti, Moneybagg, Yo, Jay-Z. I like a lot of artists, but them like my main ones that encourage me, especially Yo Gotti.
All right. Now, what do you want the fans, like people who are going to go pick up that Boss Hanna 2, what do you want the fans to take from your music?
Man, I want them to just, for my music, from that King Hanna 2, man, I just want y'all to listen to it and just hear me out, man. I know they'll feel it. I know they'll feel it, but they just gotta take the positive side along with the negative and the street side. You know, like, and it's no different from anything else. Modern new music, but it's I still got that old school swagger where I'm preaching in it too. So just listen to me and hear me out.
All right, now when I was checking out information on you, it talked about the fact that your life, you've lived in over 10 cities. And states. Let's talk about why you moved around so much.
Oh, yeah, man. I was younger. When I was younger, I was just living with my dad, and he was taking us all over the place. But everywhere I lived was along the East Coast. Everything was all along the East Coast. I ain't never been to lived on the West, the Midwest. Or I lived on the South, but it all been along this East Coast line. But, yeah, man, he just had me everywhere, from Atlantic City, New Jersey. I was born in Louisiana. Stayed in Philly. I'd have been there.
All right, now, how have moving around so much, how has this affected your style? Like, will we hear these different styles in your music, or did you adapt more to one area and one style?
Yeah, it's different styles. It's different styles of my music. Like, it's way, it's just everything mixed together. It got good northern flow, but it got good northern bars, but you got southern flow. You know, it's a mix of everything, where I done been.
No doubt. Now, describe your style to the people. Describe that flow. Is it more southern? Is it more East Coast?
I say it's more southern now, because I done been down here the longest, so it's more southern, but I think that it could be more East Coast, too. It could be some East Coast, too, because I could tell by, like, the fan base. I got a good fan base down here, but when somebody up north here, you know, somebody up north, they don't really listen to it. Down south, they really just going up the beat. But, yeah, I say it's more south now, but the East Coast can feel it, too.
Okay. All right, how important are lyrics to you?
Oh, lyrics is important.
Okay, because I know you said in the south, a lot of times they focus on the beat. So tell me a little bit about how much time you put into your lyrics and the messages in your music.
Oh, man, I write every day. Like, man, I got phones full of lyrics. I was just telling my homeboy the other day, I got to go to the studio, just book a long session to clean this stuff out. Hello?
Okay, definitely, no doubt. No doubt. All right, now, you know what? Now, when we talk about hip-hop, we talk about rap, we talk about music in general, we know that the number one consumer of urban music are females. What does Boss Hanna have for the ladies?
Oh, man, I got a couple tracks for the ladies, man. Go get that King Hanna, too. I got that groove back. So I'm uplifting the black woman with all women, telling them how to get that groove back when you're down. I got that on there. I got a song called Love and Party. I got a couple songs for the ladies. I'm thinking about doing the whole ladies mixtape soon.
Okay, definitely. All right, man, you got this brand new record that we're about to drop, and the name of the record is Doing Better. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's Doing It Better record. That was just a record that I had. I really had wrote that record before my incident happened. That's why I was so crazy, because everybody started telling me, like, man, you snapped on that Doing It Better, because I was actually pushing another song. And Doing It Better, it's just me just doing it better. Like, I'm doing good now, like, way better than I was before. I came from the trenches, rough life.
All right, now, we know that today's times, everything is dominated by social media, the internet, the World Wide Web. How has the social media affected how you market your music when it comes to, you know, going and getting into areas that you might not just be able to get in your car and create a fan base?
Oh, yeah. Social media, man, it's really helpful to me. I kind of like it, because you could go on there and you was dumb and they'll help you out. You put you in them ads and everything. Like, it helped me. Like, social media has really helped my career a lot. I probably couldn't have been where I was at now if I haven't had social media, I think. Because, you know, you got to get more out there and do the grind. Still got to get in the car and go put that grind in.
Definitely, no doubt. All right, speaking of social media, man, how can people find you on social media, and how can they find that King Hanna 2 and that Doing Better?
Yeah, man, you can find me on social media at official_BossHanna. That's Instagram, and it's the same on Twitter, and on Facebook is Boss Hanna, B-O-S Hanna. And you can find King Hanna 2 everywhere. It's on all platforms. Any platform you name is on it. Go and stream it up.
All right, do me a favor, my G. Introduce Doing Better to the world.
Yeah, man, you got Boss Hanna Doing It Better coming up right now.
Appreciate it.
On me. I might catch a felony, took no lying to the end. I thought you was cool, you changing my mood. This shit was over with before it began. If we talking about money, I take them to school. I show you how to trap and get it in. Run it up fast, get a pin. That ain't stopping, we gon' do this shit again. Shine time, neck rocked up. Looking like paparazzi popped up. My time now, fuck you. When I'm done, get my thun next up. Lil' Jake and Pop, I threw it up. Money bag, merch, that's expensive stuff. Give a damn about the niggas over there. Only thing I know, they can't fuck with us. Put it all in God I trust. When I'm on the road, I got it buckled up. I ain't coming in left the liquor plug. Glock 34 on move it, bro. I thought we was locking and short on the back, and I guess that you didn't have enough. Only fucking with niggas who chasing the bag. If you shit on my cash, give up, though. Run for my body to sell it. Designer drawers, got a mess in my jealous. Crazy, stupid, I think I'm tripping. Pop me a purple, it was yellow. Got white, got brown. Plug status with the work, I feel like the Zelda. You walk
catch me slipping a nine. I'm gripping, get cut with the sword like Zelda. Be careful, catch you the book by his cover. Thought he was on, but I'm doing it better. Shot stretch to the top, I ain't using no ladder. I got the bread for narrow. These bitches I stay on their schedule. I got two on, they say they my special. We gon' thug out of this show, no rehearsal. Ho, get out my business, this shit could get personal. Yeah, this shit could get personal, it'll get real. Run up a 20 before me a deal. I'm serving the jazz on the corner like Blue Hill. I got the smoke in the blow like Windmill. It should be bad, thicker than oatmeal. Look how it adds. Watch how that throat feel, pain supply, lie. My niggas be murdered for hire. Don't speak on the phone, just tell him a title. I'm just calling these niggas, I'm feeling like Michael Tyson. Get on the stage, start watching they fight. I'm taking my moves, they watching them bite. If it be the mood, turn your bitch to a side sheet. Money the only demand is the option. If you gon' get up, go get it or watch it. Get it so big that my bitch got a box. Let's have a tip, now let's count it. 20s and 50s and 100s around me. Whole team eating, the money surround me. Nigga first shot, I came back and rebounded. Hitting these niggas, I'm coming like clowns. You softer than tissue, down. And my homies are king without paying a pound. Now you don't wanna fuck with me. Leave you with hoes with teeth. Got them bumping my MP3. Dog food, this is not pedigree. She wanna sleep with me. Pay me, this dick ain't free. My weak, he's strong, he's weak. These niggas can't fuck with me. Run from my body to sell it. Designer jewels, got a mess in my jealous. Crazy, stupid, I think I'm tripping. Pop me a purple, it was yellow. Got white, got brown. Blood status with the work, I feel like the Zelda. You won't catch me slipping a nine. I'm gripping, get covered with sword like Zelda. Be careful, can't you the book by his cover. Thought he was on, but I'm doing it better. Shot straight to the top, I ain't using no ladder. I got the bread for narrow. These bitches, I stay on their schedule. I got two on, they say they by session. We gon' thug out of this show, no rehearsal. Ho, get out my business, this shit could get personal.
One time for my guy, Boss Hannah.